my career ambitions consist of actually going to law school. And before that, I'm thinking about going to an undergraduate program in the Northwest.
There are all kinds of times when people need to communicate with small groups at the workplace, present seminars.
I can't think of any career, any walk of life where you don't have to communicate with somebody.
Hopefully something with international law. That's particularly where my interest lies.
We want them to be challenging us and challenging the status quo and continuously searching for new ways of doing things and new frames of reference. And the National Forensic League prepares people for that extremely well.
I'd like to continue to learn about things like political philosophy in our government. That's what interests me a lot.
American business spends hundreds of millions of dollars every year training people in business how to communicate because they didn't learn it in high school and college.
Well, currently I'm kind of interested in international finance.
All of our jobs, regardless of the nature of them, are much more complex than they've ever been before. Forensics is a way of having people be able to make better choices and be able to contribute more to the success of their employer, whoever that employer is, and whatever field that employer is working in.
I want to major in economics in college and attend law school and become a corporate lawyer.
I've always been particularly aware of the gift it was for me. I would not have the career I have. I simply would not have the career I have. I don't know what career I would have if it weren't for my high school experience in forensics.
The interview is a lot easier for kids who have gone through NFL because they have constantly been in a situation where the student has to present himself or herself to someone and be willing to be scrutinized and evaluated.
These kids come into the workforce so prepared. They are so far above their peers in terms of their poise, their ability to communicate, their ability to think clearly and rationally, to organize their thoughts. They really have a leg up, I think, on most folks entering the workforce.
Part of our job as coaches is to try to teach them it's the whole picture. It's also how you look. So by the time they're seniors, they dress differently. They carry themselves differently because they have seen over 4 years, this is what it takes. And those that are really going for it will, maybe I shouldn't say it, but play the game. We'll do the dress. We'll do the makeup. We'll change the hair. We'll alter. Maybe they'll get a haircut when they really didn't want to. So as they progress, you see a lot of changes.
There's a whole range of activities that are involved in this process. From research, critical thinking, logical thinking skills. And when you put them all together, it just matches perfectly our objective for communication skills.
Because for the rest of your life, you're selling whatever your ideas are, you're selling whatever you're involved with, and if you can't stand up in front of an audience, and if their eyes don't stay with you the whole time you're talking to them, you're missing the best.
I think the number one thing that students learn from NFL participation is that they have something to offer, not only to the round of speech that they're speaking in, but also to society.
What our students get by participating in the Forensic League is the ability to conquer probably one of the biggest fears that human beings have, and that is to speak in public, to speak in front of an audience. If you master that, it's a tremendous skill to have because it gives you the ability not only to communicate to larger groups of people, but to think on your feet under pressure, under stress.
My coaches taught me a lot about life, you know, how you have to work hard and how, you know, you may always not always get that one. You just got to battle back harder to get, you know, where you want to be. And there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs, but you just got to keep going at it.
I think sometimes we have a problem in terms of expressing our feelings and we don't come out and say exactly what we need to. With NFL, it gives you that format. And in your careers, I think you need that. You need to be able to think critically, to be able to think on your feet and respond appropriately in any aspect, whether you're in the business world, whether you're in education, whether you're in entertainment.
Regardless of what we hear about the computer age, I think that speech is still something, it's a skill that students just have to develop.
And if you want to succeed, whatever it is you want to succeed, I don't mean to make a lot of money, you just want to succeed in life, you got to be able to talk. And doing that first thing when you hit the ground running in high school is critical.
You learn everything from, well, things aren't always fair to usually the good guy does win.
It's also a very social thing. I've gotten a lot of really good friends through speech that, you know, I never would have met otherwise.
Being involved in the National Forensic League has really kind of taught me about the variety of people, you know, the variety of different talents.
There are a lot of issues that we see and face every day that are debate issues. In policy debate, they debate actual policies of the United States government, and part of what they have to do is to advocate a change. In Lincoln-Douglas debate, a little more general in its articulation of the issues that we see clashing today, but it still gets a student or a high school student, regardless of how successful they are, at least thinking about it and viewing the world in those terms.
It really frightens me to think that I might not have had that opportunity. That I would never have discovered that I had a way with words. I would never have appreciated being articulate.
More than anything else, I learned what it's like to lose. I came in second by 1 point. And that was a tough defeat, because in those days, you know, speech was everything to me. Speech and radio. So to go with the Jefferson High School speech team to Indianapolis to the finals, and every point counted, and to lose by 1 point, it was memorable and important, I think, because one of the things we need to do in life besides win is learn how to lose graciously.
If I were to choose one factor, and I'd include in that even high school grades, certainly the SAT test, and any other activity, in picking a student who will excel in college and who will be admitted to a better college, it would be high school forensics and debate.
I had one student who worked in the admissions office at one of the nation's major universities. He said to me one day, "You know, Steve, the kids who apply to this school all have really good grades and really good test scores, but they say the single thing that looks the best on a resume is competitive high school speech and debate."
It can get you there. It can get you to college. It provides a critical bridge in terms of the application to college or graduate school.
After I finished high school, I went to college in Bloomington, Indiana University, that summer. Just took two courses. One of them was an English course. I was terrified that the high school had been a fluke and college would be so far beyond me, and I would fall flat on my face. And so it was a frightening experience, and I looked forward to the chance to begin college on a little level with only two courses. My essays were so far beyond everyone else's in the class because, for one simple reason, I wasn't smarter, I didn't have more insight in literature, I certainly did not. I knew how to organize material. I simply knew how to organize it. I didn't know I knew how to organize material. I intuitively, and this goes directly to extemporaneous speaking, get their attention, tell them what you're going to tell them, tell them, quarters with evidence, sum it up, and, you know, get out the door as neatly as you can.
The biggest reason to start a program is that more than half of the schools in this country do not have National Forensic League programs available at their schools. Therefore, the students that are in the schools never have the opportunity to participate in a forensics program.
For the money, and what school district has enough of that? There is nothing better.
The idea of not investing in forensics means, at a school level, that school is fundamentally incomplete.
What other subject can train a student in all these different skills? A speech and debate program gives principals and superintendents so much more bang for the buck.
Every teacher wants kids to write
more, think more, read more, process more. I just see no downside for schools to find a way to bring forensics back into the school program.
Absolutely critical today that the young people in high school learn how to stand up on their feet and learn the techniques of good speech making.
So to a school that doesn't have a program, I would say that it's probably the best thing that they could ever do for their students in the academic and the non-academic extracurricular world.
If the high schools in this country give up on this, they're making a huge mistake.
I don't know what I want to do career-wise. I don't know, but I know my public speaking will help.
Even as a homemaker, I think a student can learn a great deal in terms of expressing themselves, because they might find themselves in front of a PTA someday.
When students learn to become comfortable in front of an audience, and when they learn how to adapt to the audience, they're set to be a very productive member of society.
They have those skills necessary to succeed, and they have the people skills, too.
Every day of my life, I use what I was taught about speaking in high school in some facet of what I do for a living. Every day.
I once was making a pitch to my boss, Neil Shapiro, the executive producer of Dateline. And he didn't want to do the story I wanted to do. I kept coming at him, and, you know, but this reason and that reason. And he finally says, "Were you a debater?" Yeah.